You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. There's a lot of attention on Syracuse football with the big game against Clemson on Saturday. But WAER's Chris Bolt reports one football star is drawing attention in another arena.
Former SU quarterback Don McPherson isn't fighting for yards or touchdowns. He's in the fight to reduce violence against women. He just published a book, You Throw Like a Girl, The Blind Spot of Masculinity.
You throw like a girl comes from the worst insult you ever heard as a boy. To me, it frames the issue of men's violence against women pretty simply, that we see women as less than, it's the ultimate insult to a boy. Because of male privilege, this issue of men's violence against women doesn't affect us. That privilege of not having to address this big issue has kept us as men from a conversation about ourselves.
He adds that blind spot has limited men from having better relationships and from raising boys to be healthy and whole. McPherson got to start speaking about social issues while an NFL and Canadian football player around drunk driving. After football, he worked at Northeastern University studying sport and society and talking to high school and college athletes. He draws a link between his book and the Me Too movement that showed men that victims of violence were their mothers, sisters, and spouses. He argues we don't have a choice but to teach a broader view of masculinity.
The world that our boys are going to grow up in is going to be very different. And so if we're going to equip them to not just survive it, but to thrive in the future, they're going to have to have a broader understanding of the global economy, in expanding markets, in a workplace that's more diverse. We can no longer go back and just stick our head in the sand and be tough and strong and ignore our feelings.
McPherson will be signing his book, You Throw Like a Girl, The Blind Spot of Masculinity, at the SU bookstore 1 to 2 p.m. Saturday and at Barnes & Noble DeWitt from 1 to 3 Sunday. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.